Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday. Hey, family, friends, and strangers, and thanks for joining me. This is the Monday Matters podcast, and I am Holly Cochran. And today is the Saturday before Rally in the Valley, which is a CrossFit competition that I am hosting here at K2 Cross Training. And so if you are listening to this on Monday when the podcast comes out, know that I am getting super excited to host my first competition. And I think the athletes are going to do a fantastic job because they do hard things. And this is going to be a great event for the Fort Qu'Appelle community. So if you are listening to this and are somewhere within the vicinity of Fort Qu'Appelle next Saturday, please join us and be a supporter of Rally in the Valley from 9 to 5 here at the gym. Some of the workouts are inside and some of them are outside. So you can stop in anytime and check out the action. Now, of course, if you're listening to this podcast after August the 19th, you've missed the first ever CrossFit competition in Fort Qu'Appelle, but stay tuned for the date for next year. I have been thinking about what I was going to say for this podcast for quite some time because it's been a topic that I talk about with people a lot and one that's been near and dear to my heart for most of my life. Literally since I was a preteen. And that is volunteerism. Being a volunteer has always been something that my family has been a part of. We as a collective group have done a lot of work volunteering. And when my kids were little, I did all kinds of selfish kinds of volunteer work, the kind that I thought, okay, there's something my kids are needing. I will volunteer and make that happen. And so there was programs that existed because I made them happen because my kids needed them. And I was volunteering my time and sometimes getting a little bit of the perks of, you know, the library as a resource to be able to host a program, but I would volunteer to do it. Volunteering has so many health benefits. They've done numerous studies over the years about people's wellness and how the people who are engaged and involved in an extended community beyond their family in some sort of giving way, in some sort of community service way, are healthier than people who are not involved in any kind of extra community service work. So if we know it's a really healthy activity and we know that people that are doing it are, you know, often they will study and say, you know, they're more successful in life, more successful in their careers, in their other extended relationships. They've honestly studied the impact of being a volunteer in many, many different ways. And it seems like it's a really good idea. You should be a volunteer. Now, the problem comes when I listen to people in this day and age with so much on the go and intense workloads and stress and all the things you got to do to be healthy. You got to check all the boxes and have the apps and monitor the toxins and all the rest of it. And sometimes doing the things that are healthy might be too much. There might be just too much on your plate. And the thought of volunteering for an organization and going to meetings at night and being away from your routine on the weekends and doing that kind of work actually exhausts you and takes you away from healthy, which is the total opposite of what it's supposed to be doing. So for years now, since my kids were little, I've been trying to figure out what does that balance look like for me? Because I know what it looks like for me does not necessarily look the same for everybody else. And so know that. Know that the kind of volunteer work that I'm able to do or my parents can do or, you know, my husband does. It's not all the same. What we can do looks different than anybody else. So if you aren't doing any volunteer work right now, this is not a podcast intended to make anybody feel like they need to get up and go and, you know, become a Lions member in order to be a healthy human. Although my mother would love that if you did, it's not the message I'm giving. The message that I'm giving is not even a message, it's a question. The question I'm posing is, how do we get the benefits, reap the rewards of being a community service, community-minded, volunteer-driven human without risking burnout in our own lives, in our own businesses, in our own families, in our own careers? What does that balance look like? And as I've been gearing up for a huge weekend here, and I have 40 plus volunteers at my mercy helping me out, I am so incredibly grateful for the energy that they're going to give to this competition on the weekend. And as I was pondering my volunteer list and trying to record a podcast about the benefits of volunteering, everything came back around to what I preach about all the time, which is living a lifestyle that allows me to enjoy living. I want to have the kind of energy that allows me to be a volunteer. And not to the nth degree. So I want to be able to have enough energy to do the things that I'm really passionate about. And I think that's a real big key. There are some things that I've been volunteering for because I don't want them to go away. I don't really know enough about weightlifting to be a volunteer on the SASC weightlifting board, but I'm going to be because my kid's in weightlifting and needs me to be part of it in order for it to move forward. So I will do that again, selfishly, so those things don't go away. Will I always and forever be on that board and driven and invested? No, I won't. I know my drive will change. My direction will change. But I want to have the energy to be able to do the things that I am passionate about because there's the turnaround effect. When I am getting good sleep, when I'm looking after my body, when I am nourishing it with great foods, when I'm getting an appropriate amount of exercise, when I am getting my vitamin D and my supplements, when I'm doing the things, I have the energy. It doesn't feel draining to do that little extra, to be on the board, to, you know, give my time when needed at the Midsummer's Arts Festival. I love doing those sorts of things. And I'm glad that I have the health to back me up to be able to do it. And as I looked at the 40 people who were coming to Rally in the Valley, I could see that they are doing the same thing. They are strong, healthy humans who are thinking, I can give up my Saturday for this competition, and they're probably going to just never skip a beat. And so I think if we look at our volunteer work as an extension of our health, and we want to be able to provide as much as we can without pushing that extension into something that makes it unhealthy, because I think we can get sort of down a rabbit hole of some of these organizations and groups where it just becomes really overwhelming and takes away from our health. And that's always been the struggle when I've been listening to clients try to find time for themselves, find time for their workouts, find time for meal prepping. And they start listing off what they're doing and they're working a full-time job and another 40 hours a week in volunteer work. And I've been known to counsel people to say, get off that board. You got to stop doing some of these things because it's beyond the benefits of volunteering to the detriment of volunteering, and it's become unhealthy for them. So the question I want you to ponder today is, are you living the kind of lifestyle that allows you to give back to the world in a way that you are passionate about doing? Are you living a healthy enough lifestyle that you can say yes to a few volunteer services and feel good about the work that you are doing without it being a complete and total drain. And if you are, then congratulations, and I'm so proud of you. And if you aren't busy on August the 19th, come on down to Rally in the Valley. We could probably put a few extra hands to work. And if you've missed that opportunity, then just know that there are so many wonderful organizations out there that are always looking for somebody with a little bit of extra energy. And I promise you, the reward far outweighs the investment that you're making. It's such a bucket fill to be part of an organization that is surrounded by healthy, happy volunteers wanting to make this world a better place. Find yourself one of those organizations. Invest your time, whatever that looks like, once a month, once every 3 months, two times a week. I don't know what you have to be able to give, but when you start being involved with a community organization, you start reaping the benefits yourself. Your health definitely improves. There's so much research that says that. And if you are listening to this and you are thinking, I cannot possibly do another thing, I've been actually contemplating the fall and how I'm going to get off of doing some of those things, know that I'm also giving you permission to assess that. Take this moment, take today, and look at your schedule. Look at your life. What is your life set up for? And is it set up for health? Is it set up for happiness? Is it set up for fulfillment? And if it's not set up for that, then don't expect it. It's really, really hard to be happy and healthy and fulfilled if your world is not set up for it. So as you've been hearing me go on and on about the benefits of being a volunteer, if you are one, but you are on the verge of burnout, before the fall busyness hits again, and everybody expects you to just be at the annual general meeting in September and part of the committee and setting up registration for all of these things that start again in the fall, if there's some things you need to step down in order for you to be happy and healthy and fulfilled, not that you need it, but you have my permission to put yourself in a place of health, to put yourself in a situation where your family and you will benefit, because the organization will fill your spot. I promise you. They will figure it out. Maybe not on the first week, but they will. They will figure it out. Whereas your family and your health might not. It might take a hit that has consequences that you don't want to necessarily have to endure. So take a pause after listening to this podcast and think to yourself, do I live the kind of lifestyle that it gives me the energy to be passionate about the volunteer work that I do? Do I do too much and I actually need to scale that back? Do you do too much because you want people to know that you can, but it actually doesn't feel good? Where are you in your volunteer community service season? And is there any changes you need to make as you head into this fall? It's a perfect opportunity for you to make some decisions about what this next year looks like. I know it's not New Year's resolutions, but I always take September as a reset. And I feel like my year, because our family revolves around the school year so much, our year definitely runs September till June. And so if yours does as well, what is the intention? What are the goals? And how are you planning on setting yourself up for happy, healthy, fulfilled year? All right, I'm going to leave you with that little nugget for today. Have a fantastic week. Join us on the weekend if you are listening to this before August 19th. And if not, go back to Instagram and check out what we did at Rally in the Valley. I'm sure there will be some great videos up there. And I will catch you all next Monday.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listen to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.